Shabbat, we have all the dinim of the big day kahuna. The Gemara comments from Zvachim, and the other Shabbat as well, points out, Lama Nishmacha, Parshas HaGadim, the Parshas HaKarbonis, how come the two are one next to the other to teach you? So just like Karbonis, on the Chaper, on Haveris, go through the big day kahuna, on the Chaper, on Haveris. What does that mean exactly, big day kahuna, on the Chaper? The existence of the big dekuna, the medisha's big dekuna, the wearing of the big dekuna, is a mechapel all year long, is one of the mechapel in Kippur. Yes. This is a special one. Because by all the big dekuna, because of the smichas ha-parashis, parashis big dekuna is mitzmachat, the parashis korbonis, that is mechapel. So the Gemara gives a whole list of which begotam ha-mechapel and which. So the Gemara is one version, and in the Medrash Rabbah, I'm Zayifah, I'm parashis tzav, parashis yud, there's a slight variation of that. So one of the slight variations is problematic. And the Shama Vayikra says that the Tzonis is Mechater on the Avera of Lov Shekilayim. And those people wear Kilayim, gain a Kapora by the fact that either that there exists the Tzonis, or that the Kohanim wear the Tzonis, or that they wear the Tzonis on Yom Kippur, something to do with Tzonis being Mechater. What exactly is the relationship between Tzonis and Kilayim? So some of the Mepharshim on Medrash Rabbah say the relationship is obvious, that the Tzonis has Kilayim. So since the Kohanim wear the Tzonis Beheta, they only wear Kilayim Beheta, so that's Mechaper on the people who wear Kilayim Beheta. The problem is that that's not true, that the Tzonis didn't have it. Yeah, the Avi had Kilayim, the Tzonis is having Kilayim. So the Rashash points out this in his commentary, he has the Oros on the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah. Says that Peledik Pirush, the Radal says that some of the Mepharshim on the Medrash Shabbat and Vayikra, if I should start, say that the reason why the Tzonis is Mechaper on Lov Shekilayim is because the Tzonis are found. The Radal is telling about the Tzonis. So the Rashash said that it's not true, that the Tzonis are shaped, Tzonis are green, it didn't have any climate. So he says that that's not Pshat and Medrash, it's a different Pshat. And then he says it's also a Pele. And the Slicha, and the one who wrote the Slicha that some people say in Kippur, most people don't put Slicha in Kippur anymore. They simply left that out from the Maslurim. They simply left that and they put in whatever they want. Completely have that.
Yes.
But the post can say you're supposed to. I should make the whole thing about the terrible Christian freedom in the Kippur. They left out the Slicha. They said in the Tour, and then they go in and they show them exactly. They see this and brother, how many Slichas they said. Six slichas, 13 slichas, 11 slichas, shakas, mincha, myra, muska, different number of slichas. But you're supposed to say slichas on Yom Kippur. So one of the slichas that's found in the muska of Yom Kippur right after the Seder Havodah, so we have the slichas. One of the slichas goes through all of the big dekunim. It sounds not slich a little bit, like those in the first one on the Gemara and Zvachim, but the Zion who say that the big dekunim are learning the chapra on Yom Kippur. Otherwise, why did the Bala Slicha write all of a sudden that the Big Bikuna Machaper on Yom Kippur? Why does he write this on Yom Kippur? Is it because we don't have, like we say the whole Seder Avodah, and then we say after the Seder Avodah, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash now, we have to cry, we don't have the Korban to be Machaper. We didn't have a Slicha, the Big Bikuna used to be Machaper, now we don't have the Big Bikuna to be Machaper. Some of the Big Bikuna is all year long. You can say that today also, you can say that Slicha. Say it at any time, but we don't have the Big Bikuna. So it sounds a little bit, not Bala Slicha, just the Big Bikuna all in Machaper on Yom Kippur. That's the sum of Farshma Sam and Gemara, about Shem Zayin and Zvachim. The Gemara gets so full of the Bikunim and the Chakra and the Sinsitic Averis. So they ask Kasha, so why do people have to bring Korbonos all year long? Going to need Kaporos for the big Bikunim and the Chakra? So the answer is no, it's only the Chakra and the Kippur. All year long it's not the Chakra. Strange answer. So in that Slicha, he lists off, according to the Gemara, apparently the one, number one, the one who wrote the Slicha, he's not the Baal Gemara, he seems to be a Baal HaMedrash. He seems to be a person who is very well versed in Tanakh HaMedrash. So he's relying on the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, not on the Gemara, the Medrash's version that explains this is Mechaper, not on Ritzicha, on Shpichas Zamin, as the Gemara claims, but it's Mechaper on Lov Shekilayim. And then he spells out what the Radal and what the others, what the Akhredi say, Shteitin Slicha, that was written by one of the people who lives in the regular Bali Asensu. He writes that the Ksonis is Mechaper on Lov Shekilayim, because the Ksonis was Arugo, the Tzemel of Pishtin. It has Kilayim in it, and the claim on the war is the Heter, and that's why it's Mechaper on the people where these. The Rashash says, keep in mind that it's wrong. The Tzitz had a special din. The Tzitz, the Pasuk says, is Meratzer, means that it's Mechaper on some kind of an Aveira. What kind of an Aveira is it Mechaper on? So the Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara works out a whole Cheshbon in Yuma, on I think on Rav Zayin Amudei, Rav Hov Amudei. The Gemara works out a whole cheshbon of what avera is mechaper on. So the Gemara finally makes a cheshbon, it's mechaper on the avera of the korbanos that are offered to tumah. This is mechaper al tumah. How do they know it's mechaper al tumah? Because the pasuk is mashma that the tzitz is only meratze and something which is hutin mechlola. That's the Gemara Zayin Amudei from Yom. Ha'ena noitei ala avon tumah shehutra mechlola. There are two kinds of these two. There's an aver that's hutin mechlola. There's an aver that's not hutin mechlola. Hutin mechlola means that sometimes this aver is mutter. For example, Malchus, the Gemara says, well, yes, it's a miracle. It's not that he's doing somebody else is not such a terrible aver. Why? Because sometimes it's in the flow, like for Bez, sometimes Bez and Glad is people up. It's a minute to be people up. That indicates that it's not so common. Well, the Marshal here, the Gemara says, that the tool of, what do you say, Chaylor? Let's point that that Chaylor is what? Let's point that Chaylor is not so good in the flow. Is it? Chaylor is just in the flow, it's down here. The Gemara talks about Chaylor, which are there, which are not. Right? So the Gemara here in Yuma, Vayner Beis also talks about the various tzum, the Tigul, the Naisor, is never Mutter. That's an Isser that never has a Hefer. Hashem King Tomei sometimes has a Hefer, namely, if you have a carbon speaker, which is Manukavua, so the din is that you're permitted to be Makrav at the Tumah. So seeing the Avera to be Makrav Karbon at the Tumah is not as common as the Avera of Tigul and Naisor and other Tzulim. Therefore the pasuk that says that the tzitzis meratze must be going, the one that's a chesed must be going on the tzul of tumah. What does it mean exactly that? What does it mean that tzitzis meratze ala tumah? It means if you're makrov according to tumah, it should be number one in averus. It should be an isur to be makrov to tumah, and number two, the carbon is possible for the other. You're not yet, so you have to bring it all over again. That the tzitzis meratze, then it is that the carbon is kosher. You don't have to do it all over. What exactly does that mean? The tzitzis meratze. So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion ben sheyesh la mitzvah ben sheyesh la mitzvah meratze. The tzitzis meratze is machsher the carbon, even if the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says radei ha mitzvah meratze, ein radei ha mitzvah, ein meratze. The tzitzis don't meratze. When the kohen gadol wears it, when he's not wearing them, it's not meratze. That's how the Ramah Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. The tzitzis is only meratze when the kohen gadol wears it. Exactly what does that mean? That the kohen gadol has to be wearing it? That's a further machloket. Place in kiddushin, maybe Rabbi Yisam. But the tzitzis meratze means the kohen gadol wears the tzitzis without the other 7 weeks of tumah together. He walks around with a fancy suit, whatever he does, and he just wears the tzitzis. Mother says, "I'm not some of love and love in kiddushin." Yalei HaMelech decided he was the kohen, so he wanted to be appointed kohen gadol also. Not enough to be the Melech, enough to be the religious leader of the nation as well. So they told him, put on his tzitz and announced that he was a kohen gadol. So he says, you only put on his tzitz, you didn't put on the other big tzitzim, because Kutzman Mikdosh, you're not supposed to wear the other big tzitzim. But the tzitz, Parash HaBinatam, the tzitz he put on, the boy on his tzitzim, and Mashma, the Buddha Gamshla, the Shah Savoyda, the Shah Savoyda, the Shah Savoyda, the other big tikkun of that he didn't wear, because Mishalai B'Shah Sabai, there was not part of the Bessam English, but all day long he was walking around with his tzitz. His tzitz is a special thing, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only Meratza, and the Korban is called Man, the Kohen Gadol wears it, and he's not wearing it, it's not Meratza. That's what Rabbi Natan said in the Jewish. No.
Why are you
doing that? No, he did, yeah, but he wore all the Shemayim
to go. That was entitled to wear the Mishalai
B'Shah. Why not?
He was his father's Mishalai.
Then in more discussions, maybe he was a cholo. He's a cholo, then he's not permitted to do avodah. Maybe the cholo is a rabbanah. So that's what in more discussions, that he really wasn't a cholo, the rabbanah possible in any way. And that's why he got angry. He said, it wasn't a cholo, it wasn't a cholo. It's like, they made an investigation, they couldn't establish that he was a cholom. Nikarazin, they should have been machshim. And they decided they're going to be machmas. So he got very angry. What do you mean, be machmas? Be machmas on my cheshmas? Be machmas on your cheshmas? So that's why he got angry and killed everybody else. If it's this, knowing your Atam, Korban, the Betacon, they called Mamma Sandor, where's this? So what's going to be? He goes away, the rest of the day is not going to be Sandor, isn't it? If Sandor is not ready to sit, what's going to be Atam, Korban, the Right, according to Rav Shimon, even if the Gengol would not be wearing the tzitz, the existence of the tzitz would be meratza. The only time there wouldn't be any reason is if it's broken, the Gemara says, if nishbara tzitz, if it's nifsal, if the tzitz is nifsal, if it's broken, then it cannot be meratza. But just the existence of the tzitz is meratza. And we pass like Rav Yehuda, the Gemara passes like Rav Yehuda, that it's not that the existence of the tzitz is meratza, it's the lamishal tzitz. The tzitz of Insam, and the same reconstitution, some of Rav and Alasim, that the tzitz alone, a tzitz meratza means, or they all mean that you wear the tzitz without the other seven big dekunas gerba. They shall lay the claim that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees with this Rabbi Natan. The Rambam's opinion is that there's a distinction between the Rishas Big Dekuna regarding a Kohen Gadol and the Rishas Big Dekuna of a Kohen Hedyot. That a Kohen Hedyot only has a Nitzvah where Big Dekuna is Shah Tavoya. Because the Rishas Big Dekuna for a Kohen Hedyot is only a Hashem. It's only to enable him to do the Hakrab and Sakhar Gadol. Hashem can regarding the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam seems to write very clearly in the Seirish like that. That's a mitzvah of Neyatzman. A mitzvah of Kengor should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. Part of a tefarta that it should be in the Mikdash all day long, with the big dekuna all day long. He's not doing any hakrobas hakrobas, it doesn't matter. That's the mitzvah that the Kengor should wear the Shemoyna Begorim all day long. Why is that a mitzvah? So they say, maybe claim, because the Rav Pasuk like reviewed it. And you man dab zayin on the day. The mitzvah is only meratzah while he's wearing it. And the Rambam holds not like the Rabbi Natan. Rambam holds that it doesn't make any sense that he should only wear the tzitz without the other seven begotten. He's going to go swimming with a bathing suit with the tzitz on. He's going to go wear a fancy three-piece suit with whatever. He's going to go wear whatever he wants with the tzitz. It doesn't fit in. The tzitz is one of the shmona big dekunas gdeila. He's a mechusa begotten if he only wears the tzitz without the other seven. So since the Rambam holds that the tzitz is only meratzah if he wears it like Rav Yehuda, the Rambam holds that it means the tzitz with all the other shmona begotten. So that's by the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah lahatchila that the kagoda should wear the tzitz all day long. The Gemara says in Yudah that it's not working that Yudah and Rav Shimon had a mouth in the Pasuk in today's Sedrit. It says, V'hoi al mitzvah tomi l'rotzen lahem l'fnei Hashem. So how do you read the word tomi? So Rav Shimon reads it, V'hoi al mitzvah, the kagoda should wear the tzitz al mitzvah, and then, tomi l'rotzen lahem l'fnei Hashem. The tzitz is always meratzah, even if it's not al mitzvah. V'hoi al mitzvah is a mitzvah l'vishar chatzitz. And then it says, Tamid Miratza and Hamlet Hashem, it says Tamid Miratza, whether Al Mitzvah or not Al Mitzvah. And Rav Yehuda disagrees and he says, no, V'hoi Al Mitzvah Tamid, semicolon, that's how we read it. The Rotan Lambeth Hashem, that's how the structure is that we read it. I got to remember V'hoi Al Mitzvah Tamid, it doesn't make any sense. He's more than Moshe Beis Akita, he eats, he goes to sleep, he showers, he doesn't know the truth all day long. So Kodesh Lashem, so Shem Yudke Rokian. What is it, V'hoi Al Mitzvah Tamid? Rav Yehuda says, no, V'hoi Al Mitzvah Tamid, when he's wearing the tzitz, it should be the Tmidius. While he's wearing it, he should really wear it. The Hainu, it should be Ramash Mish B'tzitz, called man that he's wearing it, that he shouldn't have any Hesach Hadar. That's how the Gemara says. From this, Sholei Atiyah Zayta Mimenu. And then from this, we derive a Kal V'chayma. The man that thinks it's only Hashem, Hashem, if not at once, Kodesh La Hashem. And still, is it then in the Torah, V'hoi Al Mitzvah Tamid, that when he wears it, he should have to wear as well, he should be Mamash Mish B'tzitz. And not be Messiah Tzad, all the time that he's wearing it, but the Kal V'chayimah, that the Tfilin that had the Shein HaShem written 42 times, remember, Shein is in the Tfilin, Rambam points out, but the Kal V'chayimah, the Chai V'chayimah, the Mamash Mish B'tzvilim, Chol Shah V'Shoah, Kal V'chayimah, Mitzitz, the Matzitz, Shein Bo'elah, Azkor Achaz, Amat Torah, Mitzvah Tamid, Shlei HaSiyah Tzad, the manner that he has to have Mishmush and Tzitz all the time that he's wearing it, V'hoi Al Mitzvah Tamid, he should wear it well, but Tmidius, so Tfilin, Sheish Be'am Askoras Harbeh, has men base Askoras, Shem HaShem 42 times, Allah has come and become. That's Machlek's Rebbe Reb Shimon, how to read the passage. V'hoi Al Mitzvah, Tamid the Rotan Ham Lefnei Hashem, that's Shimon, the week pass like Rebbe Yudin, V'hoi Al Mitzvah Tamid, the Rotan Ham Lefnei Hashem. Beis HaLevi claims that the Rambam says the Chilek between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, but you can go along, he has a mitzvah where the Kohen Bishah is avoided because he holds it. Levisha big dikuna, they can't have you, it's a hashem, it's not a mitzvah with me. Why should I have this? To make him kosher, to do our problem, it's not our problem. It will be a mechus to the garden, if the Kohen will do the avoided without the big dikuna, it will be like a dar. It's not should be then malayim kuhunas malayim, There's not shaming day on my name, could not tell them how to make his back. There's not show about his puzzle. That way, there's psula and his chaymis kadeshama. But the Kohen Gadol, aside from the mitzvah to wear big dekunas and mashe him, that he should be partial akrozer, there's another mitzvah. He has to wear the tzitz in order to be mashe the kalbanas. That's even shalei b'shas avayda shalom. Not only when he's doing avayda, that's all day long when akrozer akrozer is taking place. All day and all night, he should wear the tzitz. So the Beis HaLevi understands in the Rambam that the halacha requires the tzitz b'toch shar big dekunas, not just the tzitz alone like the Rabbi Nitzan says. In Kiddush and Afsam of Ramon Al. The Rambam's opinion is you have to have a tzitz with all the shmein of God. Otherwise the tzitz is nothing. It's unclear to the God. What is he accomplished just by wearing the tzitz? Right, and it's only for us to cause man that he wear it. And then the Rambam holds you have to wear the tzitz with the other seven.
Is that why the specialist
is trying to understand
that they
should wear
the
tzitz? That's what the
Beis HaLevi.
Why is that only? And everything all together, but Miachim Zayin Zayin, the Shmarim Bar, Miachim Zayin Zayin. That's what he says. Other Rachmanim also say like that. Rav Tam and Frank are also like that. It's like Yigit. And if they're Oris and Mithuriyam, also like that. The Klichemda on this big Sedra wants to say that Rashi holds like the Rabbi Nitzan. There's a famous Rashi in Tzochim. Rashi says, the Kohen Gadol cannot enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur wearing the big day Zohar. The Kohen Gadol has two uniforms, two sets of big day Kuna. He has the big day Zohar, that's the Shmein of Gadim that he wears all year long. Then he has the big day Lovim, which is only a dollar to Gadim, that he wears on Yom Kippur. So when he wears the big day Zohar all year long, one of the Shmein of Gadim is the tzitz. When he wears the dollar to Gadim on Yom Kippur, it's like a Kohen Hedyot. The same as a Kohen Hedyot, and it has no tzitz. So Rashi says, so what if he wants to put on a tzitz on Yom Kippur? So the Pashtus says that it'll be a Meyut of the Gadim. It has an extra beggar. The Gemara has to let it be a Meyut. If you're a Meyut of Gadim, or if you're a Mechus of Gadim, if you have no Big Dekuna, you have Big Decholah, or if you have more than the four Big Dekuna, more than the eight Big Dekuna, or the Kohen Gadol wears seven, or six, or five, something, he wears the wrong number of Big Dekuna, or he wears too many Big Dekuna, too few Big Dekuna, so they avoid this possibility ever. You have to weigh the exact number of Big Dekuna that you are required to wear. A Meyut of Gadim, or a Mechus of Gadim, is also like doing a Avodah without any Gadim at all. So the Rashi, so the Pashtus is that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he goes in twice into the Kodesh HaKadosh, he has to wear Big Day Lavan, he's not permitted to wear the Tzitz because of the Amiyut of Gadol, Alfi Pashtus. Because the Torah only requires of him that he should wear the Abu Gadol. So Rashi writes in Sochem, and Avayin Zayinim and Aleph, why does the Kohen Gadol not wear the Tzitz when he enters into the Kodesh HaKadosh? Because Ein Katega Nasastan Eger. Rashi quotes the Agadatus in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. That the Zohar is reminiscent, the tzitz is made of Zohar, and the Zohar is reminiscent of the Egel HaZohar, and then Kategan HaSanegi. Now I'm going to bring the Zohar into the Kodesh HaKadosh. We discussed when we learned that Kategan HaSanegi like Kedushin. Why you can't be the garish because it's just like in the Kaddish because we had a whole discussion on it, but then Kategan HaSanegi. So Rabbi Kiveyur on the side of the Gemara, then the Gil Nashah, yes, the same as Kashi. What is Rashi? How can I shine it? He has to quote an Agarata. Reb Shimon is Darish time of the Krok. Shimon always gives reasons why the Torah gives a mitzvah like this and not like that. So Reb Shimon explains in Rosh Hashanah that why does the Torah say the Kohen Gadol, what's the reason why the Torah says the Kohen Gadol shouldn't wear the tzitz when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So then Kategan Asaneh. You find that's the reason why. But when Rashi is saying in Pesachim on the Gemara that he can't wear the tzitz when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so I say, Pasha, it'll be a Meyut of the Gadol. Why do you have to go give the whole history of the world from Sheshis Megrin to the Kategan Asaneh? What do you need that for? Just say, it'll be a Meyut of the Gadol. Torah requires that she went dollars to God in the fire.
The word doesn't
say that because it's that the Gemara says that, right. So the Achrayim assumed that that's Alibi the Rav Shin in the Dorish time of the Krah. He likes to, that's the reason why the Halacha is like that. That's the reason for the Halacha. But the Halacha itself exists even if there wouldn't be a reason. The Halacha says that I'm in Kippur, the Kohen Gadol only wears dollars to God. He doesn't wear Shemayin of God. So if he only wears dollars, he's only when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh. He does Avodah Bachus. The Kohen Gadol divides the Avodah on Yom Kippur into five units. So the first, the third, and the fifth unit of Avodah on Yom Kippur is done Bachus and the Azor with the Big Dizor, with the Shmein of Gadol, the whole, like the Sheet Rabbah, like the Rishon Mishnah. And the Avodah inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the second and the fourth section of the Avodah, is done with Bigdei Lavan, when he doesn't wear the whole thing. He just wears like a plain Ashkenazi chiefdom, like a plain kain hegel, not like a kain gov. When he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not allowed to wear the tzitz, because it's the youth of God in Pratik. He only wears Dalad Gov, he doesn't wear tzitz in addition. Why does Rashi have to go give a new tzitz? So some say because it's a tachshit, it's not a beged, and the only time you can dinim yud gadim is if you wear an extra beged, not if you wear a tachshit, it comes out an afkamina, then you can wear rings, then maybe you can wear a pair of glasses, a shayla, maybe you can wear glasses, maybe both are not a beged. Then you can wear, what else can they wear? If you want to wear earrings, I don't know. Whatever the kangaroo wants to wear. Maybe any tachshitim is mutter, that's what some want to say. Based on Ibn Ezra in this week's seven, when it says, Zaylab gadim shatasalahem, it doesn't mention the tzitz, and the Ezra says, because the tzitz is not a beggar, the tzitz is a tachshit. That's what some poskim want to say. And others, which we come to court, others want to say differently. That Rashi in, that the Rashi there in Sochim holds like this, Rabbi Natam, in Kiddush, not so much Rosh. The tzitz is a different din. Tzitz is a different halacha. The Torah says that the kangaroo can wear the tzitz all day long, unrelated to everything else. But that wouldn't be miyut of God name, just like if the kohen gadol wears his regular suit, he's walking around, he's running a base medrash, he's not wearing big dekunet zot, he's just wearing the tzitz alone. We say like the Rambam time is always mechutz of the gadol, how can the tzitz be mirash, he's mechutz of the gadol, he's not wearing all the shmoni gadol, so the answer is no, the tzitz has a separate din l'misha, but mayasno. It's not that you have shmoni gadol, you have seven big dekunet gadol, and you have a separate thing of a tzitz, a separate din of l'misha. Say like that, that it's a separate din of l'misha, like the Rabbi Natamol, comes out there only seven big dikunik zoyin, and it sits a separate din. So then Rashi's bothered with the question, so true, the Torah requires that the kangaroo that we should enter the Kodesh HaKadosh Man Yom Kippur. By the second and the fourth avodah with the big day love on, Dalet Gadim, he's not permitted to add on extra begadim, fine, but it sits. That's a separate mitzvah Slavisha. Why can't he wear the tzitz when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh? Like he can wear the tzitz all day long when he wears big day chol. But for that Rashi quotes, the only answer is, he's not Rosh Hashanah. He's not allowed to, because then Kategan Aspanay, but it wouldn't constitute a violation of the din of the youth of the garden, perhaps. That's what the Kohenga suggests. What do you mean, the youth of the garden? That's a separate Mr. Slavisha on the tzitz. There's a separate Mr. Slavisha on Big Dekuni Zayma. And a separate Mr. Slavisha on the tzitz.
The reason that
that's a sign that it shouldn't be a mitzvah of the garden. He's wearing Dalad's garden because of that mitzvah. He's wearing the tzitz because of a different mitzvah. That's another thing. If the wear tzitz just like
you can
wear
the tzitz.
Yeah, this is what he's on the tzitz, which is independent of any other big mitzvah.
So
when the pastor says, how do you know that's the garden? How do you know? That's one mitzvah, that's another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wear the tzitz. Like the kangaroo wears tefillin, as Mara said. Zairai Agirabin, tefillin is not a shishamai menech tefillin. That's the point that in Gittin, in the first paragraph, that the mitznefes and the mikvahs of the kangaroo and kohenhegyot are the same thing, it's a hat, a turban or something, but there's a difference between the two. The kangaroo was shorter, they had a smaller kippah. Kangaroo wore a kippah, we got. Anybody else had a bigger yarmulke, why? But the kangaroo, that's what Taisa says. Because Taisa has 2 days from Stukkah and a Yumeh. Where exactly did the kangaroo wear the tzitz? It says, Vaya mitzvah. Mitzvah means the forehead. Mitzvah means the forehead. And Tavim says, Beinei Nohim. Beinei Nohim. What does it mean, Beinei Nohim? Vaya mitzvah over here. So it doesn't mean the tzitz was tucked over here. It doesn't mean the tzitz was over here, but Makim Tfilin. So it says, by Tfilin also. It says, by Tfilin also, Beinei Necho. If the Tav is Beinei Necho, so if the Tag Munkel is right, Al mitzvah Tonim means Beinei Nohim, then maybe it means like Beinei Necho by the Tfilin, that it has to be the Makim. The Makom Seyor. So those are two opinions in text. Where did the kangaroo wear the tzitz? Al mitzvah means on the forehead, as we would call it. Al mitzvah means the Makom HaSeyor. With a Makom HaKosher L'Tfilin. Taisa says in Gittin, in the first parak, they claim on the Agadah to the Adah. Well, it's not Zanin. But HaSeyor HaMitznat is the Harim HaTorah. That the Hassanim are not permitted to wear HaTorah Hassanim after the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Why? But there are mitznefes to harim ha'atorah. There's much of mitznefes by Rosh HaKengogel, then the chosim is allowed to wear the atorah. He used to wear crowns, chosim kali used to wear crowns. And then the Mishnah says in the end of Sotah, there's man churban by his sheni towards the end. The kufas ha'churban, they were going to that the kohanim, that the chassanim are not permitted to dress up with ateres chassanim anymore, because the pasuk in Navi says when the kengod is no longer wearing big dikun, is not wearing the mitznefes anymore, then the chassanim are not permitted to wear the atar. That's why some people have a minig, Lithuania and other places they had a minig, that the chassanim don't wear any jewelry at the wedding. They don't wear any fancy couplings, they don't wear any tie pins, they don't wear anything fancy, because the Mishnah says they made exeron, fancy jewelry that used to be the ateres chassanim. Anything that's that or above is utter, and anything that's less than that is mutter. So how do you know exactly what corresponds to ateres chassanim? Some kind of a crown, a chassan daim of the melech. So a melech would wear the crown, so the chassan would wear a crown. And maybe there's something else that's equally fancy to that. Maybe his couplings, maybe his tie pin is a real fancy one. It says on Tashkent, I don't know.
What?
Yeah, by the Kabul. Europe, it was, some place in it was, the costume would take off a fancy watch. If he has a cheap Mickey Mouse watch, that's okay, because he has a fancy golden watch, something special, not just functional. A dressy watch, some people have the meaning in Europe, they used to tell him that he should take off the watch and take off any fancy jewelry that he has. Because maybe it's in the same thing as Haser HaMitznefes V'Harein HaAtor. So the Tosafot there points out...
No, that's a different thing.
That he wears the kippel to get a Mechilat Salvaitis, and he should have a Leib Nishba, but why should he go when everybody else is in? You're all going to see the guy walk down the aisle with a kippel, they're all going to be broken hearted, they're all going to start crying. In Europe, most people didn't have the minute at the bottom whether it keeps on the clock. The very new to them. America, they have so many Bali children here, so they don't know what the hard to pick up, so they pick up everybody's name. That's why it became more popular. People forgot to let them in the hard one. Picked up everybody else's in the hard one. Colorful. Cheerful minute. The place is there in Gittin, the first pair points out that if you look in the Chumash, the hat that became heavy war and the hat that became go to war is called by different names. One is called a Mitznefes, one is called a Mikvah. I forgot which is which. So why are they different? The same hat. The Tosafot claim is based on this one sheet in Tosafot. In Sukkah Daf Hei and in Yume they have this machlokes whether they claim God, whether it sits over here, the Makom Steyer, the Makom Tumah, the Makom over here, and the Mamish on the Meitah. If they claim God, word over here, and then the Gemara says Steyer here and there, they sit on the Snefer, Shasham Hayim and Yechfilin. They put it Tzilon Shalosh over here. How can he push the Tzilon Shalosh? Where is the Makom Tzilon? So he must say Makom Yesh Barosh, and Yechshnei Tzilon. There is enough room to put two Tzilon, one in back of the other. Some people talk to wear. They wear Tzilon the Rashi, Tzilon the Rabbi Netam. At the same time, it's on the Machaber right. You should Machleg is Rashi and Rabbi Netam. What the Seder Parashi is this? The Machaber right. Yeshamayim, Yetsi Deshnei. You should put on Tzilon the Rashi, Rabbi Netam, the Batzachas. So there's no violation of Baltosis.
The Batzachas.
There's no violation of Baltosis. You have to say Kriya Shema and Shema Nesha with the Tzilon. But which Tzilon are the real Tzilon? You don't know. You have to wear both. That's what it says in the Mahanas. You have to wear both. I have a violation of all places. Gemara says...
One second.
Gemara says that the left Terek and Erevin, and how much Tzilon the Gemara says, if you wear two Shalosh, it's a two Shalyad. It's an Isra Baltosis. We discussed it. No, but it's an Isra Baltosis, they're right. It's an Isra Baltosis, they're Rabban. A big Machlokas in Post. Did you discuss? Or you want Mishnah Brewer? This term. Baltosis, you write Baltosis, Rabban, and Machlokas is the Taz and Achrein, and Taz and the Lavush, and Machlokas is 2 days in patience. Machlokas is Shem, and Machlokas is Achrein. Whatever, but it's an Isra Baltosis, so I'm sure we'll not explain, no, when is it an Isra Baltosis? If you wear two Shal Yads or two Shal Roshans, if they're both kosher. But if one is kosher and one is pasul, then there's no baltosis. For example, I have a mezuzah on the door. And the SOY swears to me that it's a pasul and mezuzah. So they're going to do me a mitzvah, they're going to put up a new mezuzah. So do they have to take down the old mezuzah or not? They know that it's pasul. 99 out of 100 mezuzahs are pasul. So they tell me that the old mezuzah is pasul. If I have two mezuzahs on the same door post, it's a baltosis. But if I have one that I know is possible, then I put up a kosher mitzvah. So that's not a bal taisim. You only violate bal taisim if you do the hoisofa in the same way you're supposed to do the yikr. But if one of them is possible, one is kosher, then the many possible say that there's no bal taisim. But the same over here, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Mechaber recommends that you should wear tefillin the Rashi and tefillin the Rabbi in the Tam at the same time. I, where are you going to put it? Not from the age of a rush, one behind the other.
But isn't
where
they were talking
yeah. But in one of shop, one is kosher, one is kosher. According to Rashi, Rabbi in the Tam,
it's
not
the same thing.
Why? In one of shop, one is kosher.
But
according to one opinion, the other one is not good. According to the other one is no good. Each pair of tefillin says that the other one is no good. You're only wearing one kosher pair of tefillin. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that, that there's no violation of bal taisim. Then the Mechaber says, but this is only recommended that the person should wear both tefillin shel Rashi and tefillin shel Rabbi Nitam. About tachas, only for one who's mosek v'chassidus, only for one who's really known to be a Yirei Shamayim and a medaktik for mitzvahs. Otherwise, it will be a nefsi kiyuhara. Rav Soloveitchik explained, it'll be a nefsi kiyuhara if you wear tefillin Rashi and Rabbi Nitam v'chassidus. You're going to see the guy has two shel yaza and two shel roshes. That's a nefsi kiyuhara. But when he goes home, we should put on tefillin Rabbi Nitam. That's not nefsi kiyuhara. Everybody holds you should put on Rashi and Rabbi Nitam. The only shaila is, if you look at the chassidus, you should wear both of the and there's no problem in that, if you're up, because everybody knows you're a big tzaddik before. But if you're not looking at the chassidus, then you should go home and put on tzol rabbi in the time at home. But everybody holds you should be chayshish. That's how he said. He said that's a simple translation of the words in the Muhammad. But everybody, he tells everybody to wear tzol rabbi in the time. But the only thing that depends on whether you're a Muslim or chassidus is whether you should wear both of the tzaddik. Some of the Ashkenazim don't follow the 16 Maran and Hanachamet. I don't know. Don't wear tefillin Rabbein Tam? I don't know. The Taisa says, just like we have such a, people have such a practice, we have two tefillin one behind the other, because the Gemara does say, Malkam Yesh Barosh Lahaniach Shnei Tefillin one behind the other. The Taisa says, the Kangaroo did it every day of the year. He wore the tzitz over here, according to one opinion, and the tzitz was two heads boys. The Gemara says in Sukkah Dachay, the tzitz was two heads boys in two. To a good one, tool. He wore the tzitz over here, and then he wore a tefillin over here also. And then Taisa says to Menachas, "What do you mean, Machon Yesh Barosh on Neshnei Tefillin? How big are the tefillin? If you have gigantic tefillin, if you have your great grandfather's tefillin, they're so big. One shalosh is so big, so there's Machon for two of them. It'll take up the whole head. So what's the shear? There must be some shear. And if you have a small, a tiny, tiny pair of tefillin." There's Machon Yesh Barosh Laniach Shnei tiny pairs of tefillin. Machon Yesh Barosh Laniach gigantic tefillin. Must be a shear. So this is called the Shimusha Rabba. That's a sefer written by the Gaon on Hilchas Tefillin, where he says that the normal size of tefillin is Shnei Etzbois. The Moshav HaTefillin, the bottom, not the box. The other pair of tefillin has the thing sticking out as the tzitzah. There's the box over here, and then it has a flat part on the bottom. That's the square. This is the square. And then it has the zitura with the mabark in the back. So the square in the front should be base head's voice. That's the normal size. Base head's voice are base head's voice. Usually eyes are much bigger than that. The tiny pairs of tefillin that we wear are base, that we buy, that usually they say they're not kosher. The Shemusha Rabbi says those are the normal tefillin that they used to use with Mana Gemara. Base head's voice are base head's voice. That's what they said. That's what the Kohen Gadol did every day. He had which was base head's voice tall. Base head's voice high, that's over here. And then he had a pair of tefillin Sharosh, which is right behind it. So Sahako, we had four of his boys in the front. Sairo Hayanira, they stitched the Mitznefesh, Shasham Hayaminef, fill it, and he had exactly the full space was filled up. The first two of his boys was filled up with the tzitz, and the next two of his boys was filled up with the tefillin, and then he wore his yarmulke over here. So he had to wear a small yarmulke, and he had to wear a small, whatever it was, even the Mikvazim and the Senate, I forgot which one. And the Kohen wore a bigger one, because he didn't have a problem with the tzitz, so he had a full Sharosh over here. So his hat filled up, his yarmulke filled up an extra space. So it would appear from that that the yarmulke should be as big as it can be. What size should the yarmulke be? What size should the hat of the kind of level be? As big as it can be to cover up as much as the head is possible. That's what it appears. That's what they said. Because the same goal is how to be smaller, but you had to have more room. So let the kind of head also wear the same. Let it wear it back. No. And now you had extra space, so you wore a bigger hat to cover it up. Ram says it was longer. Ram says it was a turban that they wound around. I don't know, does he describe how much of the head is filled?
I Could be. One dog was like 30 kilometers long, having 3 kilometers of tornado.
They should have taken up more space than that.
Maybe they didn't cover up the whole thing. Maybe they just wrapped it up on the top part.
No. There was two that hold it down on the head, there's a dinu chatzisa. The rest of the ritzua that hangs down is no chatzisa.
The tips went all around the head, huh? So then, if there was one of them had to be over the other.
I don't know, the string of the tips was in the back. I don't know. Anyway, that's what the Kangala had to wear. There's an interesting machlekes Rashi in the Shagas Aryeh, in Yuma. And that Gemara, when the Gemara quotes her, give his opinion. Judah says the tits is only merat when he's wearing it. When he's not wearing it, it's not merat. And Rav Shimon says that the tits is merat when it exists, even if he's not wearing it. When, let's say I have, shechted korban at 9 o'clock in the morning when the Kabbalah is done. And then there are all kinds of things going on there. And it takes till 9:30, till the zorg is done on his bayah. Union hours or whatever. So I have to wait till 9:30 till the zorg is done on his bayah. So that's how the Kohen Gadol came in, it was late, he ate breakfast, executive meeting, he comes in at 9:20. He puts on his tzitzit at 9:20. And then it turns out that this dam was nitmo. The shechted korban at 9, and the Kabbalah dam right away, and the dam was nitmo at 9:02. And then the zorgan on the mizdeach at 9:30, and the Kohen Gadol put on his tzitzit at 9:20. So when you say that this is meratzeh, only if he's wearing it, follow Rav Yehuda's opinion. Well, the same shalakon to Rav Shimon, that this meratzeh when it exists, when does he have to be wearing it? At what moment in time? Or when does it have to exist? At what moment in time? At the moment in time that you makriv the korban in tameh, when you zerk the dam at 9:30, the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the tzitz. Or does it mean when the korban is nitmo, when the dam is makabel tumah, then the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing it? That's the strange machlekes Rashi in the Shagas Aryeh. Rashi in Gvura Tari is a running commentary on Yuma. Whatever Rashi tends to say, he says is wrong. Whatever they say is wrong. That's the assumption. As a safe on tiny thoughts like that, Guru Sari. Whatever Rashi says is all wrong, he gives all serious on the whole month. He slugs off everything he says. That's what he does on Yuma too. He doesn't like anything Rashi says, he always gives an original pshat. But here, Itaka has a very interesting tiny. Rashi says on Vod, Rashi says on Zayin on the day, that what moment of time does it depend on? The Kangol has to be wearing the tzitz at the time that the korban was makabal to him. So the Shagas Aryeh says, why? Why shouldn't it depend on the time that the Zohar says, I'm under the tzitz? Why does Rashi say it depends on the time that the korban is makabel tumah? Is this a din of tzitz merasim indicates? This a din of tzitz merasim means implies that as if the korban hadn't been makabel tumah. We ignore the fact that it was makabel tumah. Treated as if it was makabel tumah. So the Shabbat time is that's not the pshat. The korban was makabel tumah. The halacha of tzitz merasim when you do the avoda with the korban, when you're reserved the dam on the mizbeach, then we treat it as if as if that dam had merely been kosher. As if that dam, even though it's tummy and it's possible, as if the dam had been crushed. So he has this fundamental machlokes in a din d'oraisa. What do you mean that the tzitz is only merasa when he's wearing it? When he's wearing it, when? But the case that I gave is probably no good. The Kohen, someone shechts the korban at 9 o'clock, and the Mekabel is on at 9:02, and at that time when the Mekabel is on, it's nitmo. So then Mishal Kabbalah is also not voided. Kabbalah Kadam has to also be done the Tara, not the Tumish. Let's say they're on the Kabbalah dam and they put the dam on the floor and it's waiting for 28 minutes. 9:02 till 9:30, the dam is sitting there. No one's doing any avodah then. And then it's nitzma. Nitzma 9:04. Not at the time of Kabbalah. Not at the time of Halacha. Not at the time of Zrika. Just in the middle. No one's doing any avodah with it. So Rashi says the Kangol has to be wearing the tzitz bishas Kabbalah tumah. In order that the tzitz should be miratah la tumah. The Shagazai says, why? That's not the Halacha. The Halacha Kangol should be wearing the tzitz. So it's like the Rav Shimon, the tzitz should be in existence at the time that the Aveda is being done to Tumah. So that the tzitz should be merasa on the Aveda that was done to Tumah, not at the time that it was Mekabel Tumah. Just parenthetically, since this is Rochen, that's the Kashan, we don't have any territory. Is Dan really Mekabel Tumah? What things are Mekabel Tumah? Only four things in the whole world are Mekabel Tumah. Or the Mekabel Mokhlam and Mashke. Then I love that Mashke is Mekabel Tumah. Is that really a Dinder Reis or a Dinder Abonah? The Gemara has an Achlekes, right? What are the three sheets of Dinder Reis, no? The Pasuk says, Chol Mashka Hashem Shas B'chol Kli Yitmo. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, what Pshat Yitmo? The one Pshat is, Kol mashka sheishat v'chol kli, any mashka that's fit for human consumption that you can drink it, that people would drink it, is yitma. The one shot is yitma shedem mekabel tumah. Aval tumas mashka metam yachayrim, that the mashka is mekabel tumah, you can transmit the tumah to something else. Let's say there are mates of aliyah v'yisat tumah. I touched the mate that became an avat tumah. Then I touch the mashka and make the mashka rishon l'tumah. Then the mashka touches some food and makes it a sheni l'tumah. Can it make the food taka sheni l'tumah? Can you transfer the tumah? So one time it says that's how we pass it. Tumah tatsman is the right. Yitma means it's makabel tumah. But l'tami acherim is only the rabbanim. Oichel is l'tami acherim in acherim. Let's say the mate that aviyah voice tumah and I touched the mate that became an avat tumah and I touched an oichel, the oichel became a rishon l'tumah. And the oichel touches the mashka, makes the mashka sheni l'tumah. That's in the right. But if I touch the mate, and then I touch the mashke, the mashke becomes the rishon, and the mashke touches the neifa, makes it a sheni, we pass it at some of the rabbonim. Menatera, only to masatman, yeshlam to masacherim, ein lahem menatera, some of the rabbonim. One time it says, no, yitmo, yitame. But not only to masatman is the right, afilu letame acherim, is gam ken the right. And the third time it says, everything is the rabbonim. To masatman is the rabbonim, tame acherim is the rabbonim. What does the pasuk say? Hechsha. It means that in order for Eichlin to be Chiyipol, how does it say? Chiyuta Maimal Zera, Kozer Ezer Shei Zareya, if you have food, that and the food is Roy Lachi Lasodom, the din is that it's only Mekabel Tumah if it had Heksha Mashkin, if it was rinsed off with one of the Zayin Mashkin of the Yad Shoch Adam, Yayin Dvash Nitzor. If it was rinsed off, if it didn't come in contact with any one of these Zayin Mashkin, then it's not Hukshel Mekabel Tumah. That's the posting. So the Gemara says, according to the third time, the Gemara Stochan, in the first third Stochan, the Sugya of Chamin is Ganakrin. The Gemara says in that Sugya that one time is of the opinion that Afila Tumah Tatsman ain't land. Mashka don't have any Tumah in that Torah. And when the Pasuk says, Chal Mashka, she shot the Chal Kli, Yitma, what it means is, it could be Mashka Oichlan Makabal Tumah, but it doesn't have any Tumah Tatsman at all. So the Tatsman is in Zohan, yes, the Kashe, if Dam doesn't have any Tumah at all, what's the whole institution of Tishman after all of that? The tzitz is not merata al adam. Adam can't be mekabel tumah. What is the tzitz merata on? Only if some other basta became something. The basta became something, not if it's done. That's the machlekes hachamim, where the tzitz is merata on basta only on dam. But if you hold like the tana that tzitz is only merata on dam, and you hold that the mashkin are not mekabel tumah, it doesn't exist. The whole theory of tzitz doesn't exist. It's impossible for dam to be mekabel tumah. The tzitz says there's something fishy. They can't figure out what the territory is. How can it be that that Tana holds that that this is only Mirat on Tumas Adam, not on Tumas Abbasar? He's going to disagree. Let the Ashar Allahum I said the Emurim became Tomei, or the Korban Oil, the Evorim became Tomei. The Korban Oil makriv everything, not just the Chelek, makriv the whole thing. Hektachalom Emurim. So let's say the Basar HaKorban or the Chelek became Tomei, and you makter it on the Mizbeach. And then you find out you made a mistake, that it was a Korban Tomei, you were makter it. So does it didn't require that you have to take it off from the Mizbeach? How do you say no? Since the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, it sits as Merata, so you can leave it on. What's Halacha over there? So that's a Machlokes Tanan. One time it says, the other time it says, no, it's Merata on Tumas HaBosar that you can leave it on the Mizbeach. So if you hold it, it's on Merata on Dam, you hold it, Mashkim HaNat Mekabel Tumah HaTorah, the place it says that it's not going to be. So what do you need it to be Merata for? And they don't think that the Tanan have to be lined up over here. That the Tanan who holds that Mashkin Manat Mekabel Tumah has to hold that this is Merata al Abbasar. If they wouldn't see himself in the Gemara, but he gets stuck with that kasha. A friend who worked on that kasha. A stark kasha. How do you have it? On the season of kasha. How do you have that tits Merata ever on anything? What is it all about? Even if Mashkin are not Mekabel Tumah? Yeah. Is not Mekabel Tumah? Why should you invert that? Because you want to help us out. You make it turn around. Try to help us out and take it. Even if in general, Mashkin and Anam Kalu Tumah, but Dama and Mizbeach is called Eichel. It's not called Mashkin.
Isn't that Mashkin
Bechayah Dachon? Yes. The Gemara says Mashkin Beimet Bechayah Dachon is because since the whole Tumas Mashkin is on the Rabbanon, for the Mikdash they weren't going. But then the Gemara says, which Tumas Mashkin is the Rabbanon? So we pass in the Tamei Achem is on the Rabbanon. According to this time, even Tumas Atman is also on the Rabbanon. So the Mikdash, they left it on it in their eyes, not to be marred with two mistakes.
Why is that called
Asher
Yishasa?
Why is that Yishasa? It's also the Shliya. It's also the drinker. No, all dam. All dam is also b'shtir. Not only dam karbonis, dam chulin is also.
Why?
I don't know. Goyim drink it. Jews don't drink it. Goyim drink it. Roy lachilani, that a goy would drink it. The Gemara there in Yuma presents the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon that we just mentioned before, whether the tis is only merata when the kengadol wears it, or it's even merata when it's in existence, even if the kengadol is not wearing it. And the Gemara says, more close to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, what happens when the kengadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur? That's the Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon are both worried. What's going to happen if the carbon is going to become nitma then? Are we going to do an avoda? Someone's going to do an avoda with the carbon that's tamei at that time. What's going to be merata on the carbon? According to Rabbi Shimon says the existence of the tzitz is merata. The kengadol does not have to wear it. Hi, amitzchay semicolon. Tamei l'ratza hanafnei Hashem. She says tamei merata. Pilu shloi b'shas melisha tzitz. So that's Rabbi Shimon's right. And the fact that sometimes the last sometimes when the kengadol is forbidden to wear the tzitz, and he's doing hakavos hakavonis, namely on Yom Kippur, that he has to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do avodah, and at that time he only wears davar kodesh, and he's forbidden to wear the tzitz, and still the Torah says, go ahead and bring the kavonis. So what's going to protect us if some problem is going to become nitma? So it must be, Rav Shimon says, it must be that the tzitz is not by clear existence, even if he's not wearing the tzitz. Now, beautiful disagree says, no. The tzitz is only merata when he's wearing it. Are the shaila is what going to be with the karbanos on Yom Kippur during those periods of time, the avodah shniyah and avodah raviyah, when he's not wearing the tzitz. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's no problem. Allah is a tumah hutra b'tzibur. Since the carbon tzibur is mana kavua, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's hetzah gomor. It's muta lahachilah to bring it to tumah. No problem whatsoever. Absolutely no problem. Rav Shimon's family holds not true. The Tumah is not Hutra B'tzibah, Hetzah Gomer. Tumah is only the Chuyah B'tzibah. That's how the Sugya starts off there. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes, and the Avogah Medeis in Yuma, Itmar, Tumah Tamei. If you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, carbon B'tzibah, it's Mara Kavua, the Tumah, the Rav Nachman says Hutra B'tzibah, Rav Sheshit Tamah, the Chuyah B'tzibah. The Machlokes are Nachman Rav Sheshit. Then the Gemara says, the Machlokes are Nachman Rav Sheshit, it's Tanoi. That's the Gemara in Zayin on the base on the second one. Tanoi, he's a Tanyo. It's a machlokes of Shimon and Rav Yehuda whether the tzitz is merata when the kengadol is not wearing it. So Rav Yehuda says the tzitz is not merata when he doesn't wear it. What happens on Yom Kippur when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Putra v'tzibur, no problem. Have to go, no problem. But Rav Shimon says no, there is a problem because Putra is only the chuyim in the tzibur. So you have to be, it's only chuyim v'tzibur with the tzibur or v'tzitzit. So you must assume that the tzitz is merata even when you're not wearing it. So you have to understand this Gemara. Why does this depend on Putra and the chuyim? What's the pshat? If you hold hutra b'tzibur, then the Gemara says, point of beauty, you don't need any tziruf of tzitz meratza. Hutra is hutra, it's heta gomer. But if you hold that tuma is only dechuyah b'tzibur, it's not such a good heta like hutra. It's only dechuyah. What's the difference between dechuyah and hutra? Hutra means heta gomer. The din tuma was never given the mark from korbanos tzibur shel zman kavua. That's hutra. Hutra means like that. And dechuyah means no, the din was given, but bekoshi hitira ha-tayra. That's how Rashi writes in Brachas daf chotam and aleph. But he wants to define the difference between Hutra and the Chuyah. Hutra means the din was never given the Kiha Gavna. And the Chuyah means no, the din was given and you're faced with a dilemma, you have a problem. And the din is that since A is stronger than B, so Tumah is the Chuyah with Tzibur. The Mitzvah is Mako Kovon Tzibur, the Dayan of Yisrael is Mako Kovon Tzibur. So why did the Gemara say that it depends? If you hold the Chuyah, like Rabbi Shimon holds that you have to have a Tzibur of Tzitz Meratza. You have to have the combination of both. If you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that Tumah, Hutra, and Tzibur, then you don't need the combination. Why is it called Zed is that? So the yeshivas, they say over a pshat in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Lepanovich, printed in the Sefer, on the last page of the Zeha Yitzchak. Zeha Yitzchak has tshuvas and kedushat Torah that Rabbi Yitzchak Lepanovich wrote, and then at the end they have odds and ends, including short essays. Yitzchak Lepanovich was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim considered him the greatest machadish of the generation. Chaim recommended him, when the chief rabbi in Yerushalayim died, Chaim recommended him that they should take him as the chief rabbi. He said, they don't need rabbanim to pass for Shabbos in Yerushalayim. They need big Rosh Hashivas. And he thought that he was the biggest Rosh Hashiva in that generation. He didn't listen to Rav Chaim Brecht. Rav Chaim Brecht mentioned to take a bit of a Rosh Hashiva. So the yeshiva said, "Oh, it's shot in his Zecha Yitzchak." What does the Gemara mean over here? That if you hold a tumah the chuyah b'tzibur, then you need a tzibur of each tzibur. If you have tumah chuyah b'tzibur, you don't need a tzibur. Why? The bit of a panavish says, "Well, it's got zvei halachis." That's how Chaim liked it. It's got zvei halachis over here. There's a din that tumah. There's an iser to be makriv the tumah. There's an iser, and there's a din that the korban is possible if you makriv the tumah. So tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. You can say that an essay zvei halachis says it's zvei yisturim. And you can be zeichah from today till tomorrow, but if the carbon is possible, it's possible. So what's going to be maksha the carbon? So that's what the Gemara says, Ali, but the Rabbi Yehuda, the tumah is only dechuyah b'tzibur. So tumah dechuyah b'tzibur is zeichah the yitzur of the kind being makriv the avodah b'tzibur. But what's going to be maksha the chetz of the carbon, if the carbon is the carbon possible? So that the Gemara says, you have to have a tzir of tzitz miratz. But if you hold like Rab Shimon, that tumah, if you hold like the other time, that tumah is, that was Rab Shimon's sheet. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the tumah is hutra b'tzibur, het the gomor. So the sutra means that the whole din of tumah doesn't apply. So neither the Easter applies, nor the psula korban applies. Both din of tumah. But you hold the chuya, so the chayach hadeich is only to be deich yisurim. But you can't have a dechi on a psula chepze. Chepze is possible. It's possible. So that's what the Gemara has to use the tzirif of both. And the Rambam, there's a famous tzirif tzak over here. Because Mishnah quotes from the Mari Kurkis that he has to kasha. The Gemara says that it's totally zeh bezeh. The Gemara poses a problem. Rabbi Reb Shimon are both trying to tackle the same problem. And Yom Kippur, the Kangol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Dalet Begotim, and he doesn't wear the tzitz. He's not allowed to wear the tzitz. And at that time, they're both worried what's going to happen if the korban is going to turn out to be tameh. What's going to be? Yeah. No, let's say a dead sheriff will fall. A dead sheriff will fall in all of a sudden. Or somebody will drop dead in the Samigdosh and everything will be a tumah. Some kind of a tumah will occur. And the court will turn out to be court of the tumor. So they get the Tanaim, Rabbi Reb Shimon are both worried, what's going to be? So each one has a different solution to the problem. Rabbi Yehuda says the problem is solved by saying that tumor hutra b'tzibur, het tegom, hutra b'tzibur, don't worry about it. It's even muta l'chatchile to be makriv b'tumor, korban shezman tovo. Rabbi Shimon says the way the problem is solved is that the tzitz is meratzeh even if the kangaroo is not wearing it. So Rabbi Yehuda has one solution to the problem. Rav Shimon has a different solution to this problem. What will the Rambam do to solve this problem? The Rambam passes like both shittas l'chumah. The Rambam passes l'alocha that tumah is only b'chuyah b'tzibur, not hutra. And he passes that like Rav Yehuda, but the tzitz is only meratzeh, but he can't go to wear it. If he's not wearing it, it's not meratzeh. So what's going to be? That's what the Mari Kurkis says to the Rambam. The Tanoim are worried about this. You have to either say that hutra b'tzibur, so don't worry, or you have to say that the tzitz is meratzeh, even though the kangaroo is not wearing it. But the Rambam paskins both the wrong way. He paskins that the tzitz only meratzeh when he does wear it, and tumah is only the chuyah b'tzibur. So what's going to be if there'll be a tumah? So the answer is what's going to be? It'll be tummy. What's going to be? So if the Rambam hope you don't worry about it, so why Rabbi Reb Shimon worried about it? If the Rambam won't worry, why does the Tanaim have to worry so much about that? That's where the Achrayim have a whole literature, the Kesef Mishnah, and the one piece of quotes the Mari Kurkis. The Rambam holds an Ishkan Kasha. So it'll be tummy. You have to do it over again. The carbon is no good. You'll start all over again on Yom Kippur. So why did Tanaim bother so much about it? How could Rabbi Reb Shimon prove anything from this problem? What's going to be? So what's going to be? So we'll do it over again. What's going to be?
But if you hold it, you only need it, you only have to wear it when it opens by the time it's nifas adam, not the time of kabbalah samah.
Right.
So then, I mean, how much is going to be nifas adam while he's in the kabbalah production?
Yeah, he's master. Achaz ma'ala b'shev l'mach, for sure. He does a lot of tzitzis on that. He does a lot of other tzitzis.
Why didn't you just put the tzitzis on?
No, that's why. Either because we used the begadim, or because of the Rashi and Sochim, but I think I've taken on money, whatever, he's not allowed. Gemara has a machlekes in Sukkah. What did the tzitz look like? It says you have to write on the tzitz, Kodesh La Hashem, Lamed Yudkei Vodkei. So the Shein Yudkei Vodkei is Kodesh. So one Tana says it was written like this, Kodesh La Yudkei Vavkei, like this. One word over here on this line, and then Yudkei Vavkei on the higher line. And the other Tana, they quote, says it's not true. They quote Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi, I think his name is. And Daf Hei Amud Aleph in Sukkah, they quote the Machlokes Satanoim. So they quote
quote Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi, he says, Anira Isid Viromi. He was there in Rome. And they led him into the Ginzei HaMelech, and he saw the tzitz in Rome. He saw the paroich, the Gemara Me'ila tells a story that there was he was traveling. He went to the hall, I got to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, had to go to Shvayach Exerim. And he wanted to go with another child, he didn't want to go by himself. He wanted to go by boat, the Mediterranean, to go to Rome. He didn't want to go by himself, and everybody was afraid to go with him, because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Melumed Benisim. He always had Nisim, and the floor was happening to him. And the boat can sink, and the other Tana is going to drown, and Shimon Bar Yochai will fly in the air. I was saying, as though I'm going to fly in the air, so we were all afraid to go with him. And they were afraid he was a big captain also. He may get angry if someone didn't learn like him. He would scream and curse, and the guy could drop dead with a klola. So everybody was afraid to go. So Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi went. So Rav Yossi, his father said, my son is going to die. Let someone else go. Rav Yossi was afraid of this Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So he says, I don't want my son to be the victim. Let someone else go. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai promised he's not going to start up again. So then the Gemara says, what happened? He went on the way, and he started, somebody had something to learn. Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi gave the answer, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai started to scream and curse and everything. And he died, he made a tchias. Amazing, the whole story. He's in the floor, it's unbelievable. So then the Gemara tells us the story, when they were on the boat, if he killed him, then he brought him back to life. But he promised the father he's not going to start up with him, so he brought him back to life, the Gemara. So then the Gemara tells us when they came to Rome, so they went there in order to break some kind of exera that the Romans had made exera against the Jews about Taras HaMishpacha, I think, what is it? About Kriyas HaMoyadim, about Shabbos, about Mila. Well, that's the Gemara. They were going to the three things, about Mila, about Rosh Chodesh, and about Shabbos. Mila, Chodesh, and Shabbos, the Gemara said. So they came to Rome, they're going to break the exera. How are they going to break the exera? So the Gemara says that it's that on the boat they met people not talking and learning. They met all kinds, and they met a shade also. Among the various passengers on the boat, there was a shade. So they became friendly with the shade. So they found out what his name was, something. So this shade, I'm sure going to shade. So when they came to Rome, the shade went into the head of the emperor's daughter or something, and he made it crazy. So they needed somebody to get the shade out. I forgot his name right. So the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and this Rav Lezer Rav Yossi, they had become very friendly with the shade on the boat. So they got the shade out and they cured the emperor's daughter and she became normal again. So then the emperor was so appreciative, so he said, whatever you want, I'll give you because you treated my daughter. They said, they told the Tanoim, we'll give you the right to go into the treasury of Rome and take whatever you want. So they said, okay. So they went into the treasury and the Gemara said, they saw the Parochas and saw the Tzitz, saw the Parochas at Tamdaman and saw the Tzitz, and that's when he said, Ani Reisi Beroimi, I was there. And he saw the tzitz and it went straight in one line. Kodesh LaShem, it wasn't Kodesh LaShem on top. He says, what are you talking? You're talking Chaloimus. Let Rabbi Yehuda tell the others, you're all philosophizing what the tzitz looked like. I was there in Rome, you weren't there, and it doesn't look like that. The Gemara says, it's still everything, they looked at everything, and then they said, we only want one thing. The official decree that was signed by the Roman government, not allowing the Jews to observe Shabbos and Mila and Rosh Chodesh, and they said they want that, and they ripped it up. Then he went back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the story that they quote over here. He says, I was in Rome. And he says, that's not what the tzitz looks like. He says that it's straight. It's all on one line. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk. Rashi says, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk in this week's seder. It says, V'yachlos ma'ashakupa bahem, that is a mitzvah t'ikot shinkalim also. Not only is there a mitzvah t'ikot shekadoshim, the mitzvah t'ikot shekadoshim is only a mitzvah on the part of Kohanim. Non-Kohanim is not permitted t'ikot shekadoshim. And the Rambam holds it's only a mitzvah tea kachin kachin. Kachin kalamats, the Rambam says, it's not a mitzvah tea. It's an issa. To leave it over, it's an avera of loisa siru. And if you leave it over, it becomes noisy, you have to burn it. But the Rambam holds it's not a mitzvah. It's not a chiv on mitzvah to eat it on the right time. And the Rashi interprets in the Gemara of Sofim that is the mitzvah tea kachin kalam as well. And it's based on the pasuk in this week's seder, Yachlo Osam Ashakupar Bohem. So there's an interesting Niri on that dot in Sofim Dot Mutez, and Niri has it also in Sukkot, in the middle of Sukkot. I've heard him discuss this Niri. The Niri says that the mitzvah deep kachim kalim is only on the Bailam. Only the Bailam can eat it. No one else is allowed to eat it. The mitzvah? It says, nobody else is allowed to eat kachim kalim. Just like kachim kalim may only be eaten by Kohanim, and a non-Kohanim who eats it is Ayver and Isser. So to Kachim Kalam may only be the Yachlo Osma Shakupa Bahem. Only the Balaam who get the Kapora. Whose behalf the Korban is Korin. Whose behalf the Korban is offered. Anybody outside of Balaam is not allowed to eat. Alti Pshuta is not right. Alti Pashta is not right. How can you say such a thing? No one else can eat the Korban. How can he eat a tongue?
I think it's so much better than Rami's inviting other people. Like, so the kid describes not foolish. And you have a carbon shlomim, you can eat it for 2 days. So you invite your friends and your relatives and neighbors, everybody has a little bit of their car. You have a carbon toza. You have to touch and come, it's only going to have a younger life after first. You have to eat it in half the amount of time. You have to invite twice as many people to eat it on that day. So then, since then, that's the whole idea, to invite twice as many people, and to have a big student toidoya, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua. What do you bring a carbon toidah for? Abad Zichron Lahidus, when you had a Yeshua, for instance. And you see tomorrow, when you graduate college, when you get a shidduch, when you get a job, whatever, when a person is happy, you graduate college. You graduate college. Publishing the shopping, whatever. The person wants to give a haidoyah, shalach a haidoyah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Pasuk says, Matilim, the Moshe is telling me how low, he should praise the Rebbe Shalom in the presence of a rabbin. So then it seems said that's the whole idea that the Torah says. You should eat the tozo in 1 day instead of 2 days, so you should have to have twice as many people present at the time that you eat it, so you should have a bigger crowd when you praise the Rebbe Shalom. So the Pashto Zikr is in many Gemaras like that. About everybody eats the carbon kachim kalm. How can he say only a Bible meeting? Yeah, Pasuk. He says the Pasuk. What do you do with this Pasuk? Negative pshat is like Ma'is Hashem. What's the deal with Ma'is Hashem? Eish machlok is big mara. Where the Ma'is Hashem is a moment of a moment head. Machlok of Yudah Hashem. And machlok of Yudah and of Hashem. Although normally the Gemara says the end of the second part of the Kiddushin. That's our sister. No? So we're learning this now. Because he didn't realize that this year is on Kiddushin. And the Gemara has, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that although usually whenever there's machlok of Yudah Rav Yudah, Rameh Rav Yudah, halachic Rav Yudah, here the Gemara says halachic Rav Meir. And we pass the Ma'is Hashem is Mama Gavora. Ma'is Hashem is Mama Gavora. So what's the din of Ma'is Hashem? If it's Mama Violin, I can eat the Ma'is Hashem and I can invite whomever I want. If it's Mama Gavora, I'm not the boss. Whoever wants can come in and steal the Ma'is Hashem from me. It's not mine. But Taisus points out in the Rukh, Mama Kamen. Oh, everybody agrees to that. But the whole Ma'is Hashem, Mama Gavora, Mama Hashem, everybody agrees that I'm the boss over here, that I run the show. I'm the balabas to determine who's going to eat it, and I'm the balabas to determine who's going to be paid it. Taisus says, the Gemara says the same thing. You can only paid the Ma'is Hashem. If you are the Bible, you have to have Shaloy of Rishusa. If it's Shaloy of Rishusa, you can't be paid either, my chin. So Taisus points out, but what if it's Mom and Gavoya? Says, the Chalal not yours. Taisus says, it doesn't matter. Mom and Gavoya, Mom and Hedyo. Still, you have to be the Bible in order to be paid there, in order to authorize somebody else to be paid there. You have to be the Bible to eat it, so to determine who else is going to eat it. So maybe that's what the Miri is driving at, because Kipshuta, the Miri, really doesn't make any sense. But no one else is allowed to eat the kachim palm. Except for the Bible. Who? One person. One person is the Bible. Unless he had a shutzit when he brought the carbon. It's impossible. How can you say that? There's a din of carbon pesach like that. A pesach and a mecha, that was a minuyah. Special din of carbon pesach. Only the minuyah can eat the carbon pesach. By other carbonates, there's no din of minuyah. The minuyah means the bali of carbon can eat the carbon pesach. But by all other carbonates, there is nechal shalal the minuyah. How can the Miri say you're not allowed to eat it? And the summon of the Miri means, I hope that's what he means. Let's hope and pray that that's what he means. That whereas in Korban Pesach, the Menuyim are not permitted to invite anybody else to eat it, and all other Kachim Kalim, you can, the Bala Korban, the Yachlosim HaShakupa Behem, they can eat it, and they are the only ones who have the right to determine who else can eat it. They are the Bailam to determine who can eat it. But different other people can eat it. It's absurd to say that no one else can eat it. It's not the same as Kachim, that only Kohanim may eat it, and Azar is not allowed to eat it. Here you can't say that a non-Bailam is not allowed to eat it, even with the reshus of the Bala Korb. Is it possible? What are you saying?
You see that
they can
give all the people to eat.
To eat? Yeah.
They could barge
in
if they want to
eat. Well, maybe it means that they're a heretic. Okay. It's not that heretic to barge in anymore. It's more human on that famous day. How the machloek is on my right? Gemara has a machloek is on my right between Rabbi Yochanan and Bnei Rechia. Ketzel Hilvishon. In Parshas Tetzaveh, the Chumash describes, the Chumash gives the din, how much Rabbeinu was commanded to be Mekadosh to Kohanim. It went on Kohanim, so he had to create Kohanim Yeshmeyayim. And then later on Chumash describes the B'chiris HaLevim. How did they make Levim? There was no din of Levi until they made a Levi. Like there was no din of Kedush Yisrael, so they had Ma'amin HaSina, so they made it. Kedush Yisrael, they brought Korbanas, and Mila, and Fila, and Nasa, and Ishma, Kabbalah, and Mishra, and so on.
So how did they make the kohanim? So they had a big special korbanos, and they had to wear the big tikkun in a certain way. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish Aaron, he was malbish Bono. So there's a slight discrepancy between Parashas Tetzav and Parashas Tzav. In Parashas Tzav, it says that they did what Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do, and says they brought this korban, that korban, the other korban, they put on the big tikkun like this and like that and like the other thing. So the more points out, there's a slight discrepancy regarding the levisha sabgadim, Kate and Hilvisha, did he follow what the Rabbanu Shalom told him in Parashas Tetzav and what it says in Tzav is labdavke? Or no, what it says in Tzav is the way he really did it, and what it says in Tetzav is labdavke. So it's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Bnei Rav Chiya. The Gemara says, Kate and Hilvisha, how did Moshe Rabbeinu dress the Kohanim? Did he put Aaron all the Bgadim and then the Bgadim all the Bgadim? Did he put Aaron most of the Bgadim and then the Bgadim most? And then he went back to Aaron and then he went back to the Bgadim with the Avnei list. The Gemara says, might have a hobby, what's that? Machlekes on an ancient thing. Like a tilting on Varim Batalim. That's not Aloha. Aloha is only if it's Negev Adinus. Tanya philosophized Bama. It's not a Tithetar. It's not a Nitzvah Samtos. The Gemara says, Maida Hala Hava. That's why places in the Rishon, that's Kashuk, and many places in the Rishon. And different times the Gemara raises this question, like in Chul and Dach Yizayin, the Gemara has a Shaila. A Vari B'tan Nechir Shechnis in Soto Ores was a Mutar or not. In the Midbar, if they would do Nechir, they didn't have to shech the animals. They can just take a big stick and bang the animal on the neck and kill it like that, and the chirot is doing shkitasa, and it was mutatir. They came into Eretz Yisrael, so they had a dafka shech. So the Gemara has boi Rab Zera asks a shayla, a gori beside the chirish of Nisi, so the Oretz, what about the flesh that they had in the Midbar? They brought it over to Eretz Yisrael, were they permitted to continue eating it? Or you say, no, once they crossed over the Yarden, so not only the Kamala Abod, they have to shech all the animals that they want to eat, even the beside the chir that they had left over from before the crossing over the Yarden, they're also not allowed to eat when they get into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a shayla. So Rashi and the Rosh, the Rishayim has kakasha, my da'ala ha'adi, what if it's not clearing a shayla? It's not Negev Adina. Bittul Tera. The Gemara has a shayla in Sanhedrin. Shor Sinai Bekamo. It says, if the shor goes up in Har Sinai, you have to give the shor mitzot. The Gemara has a shayla. Did you need a bezon 3 or did you need a bezon 23? Then the Farshis usually need the bezon 23. And maybe it didn't apply then yet to the shor. Because the Adam apparently they did need 23. If an Adam would walk up in Har Sinai, Shas Madan Hasina, there will be Chayiv Nisa with a bezin of 23. What about a Shas Sina Bikama? Do you need a bezin of 3 or 23? So Tosis asks, and Ran, Rishonim asks, again, Maida Havahav. It's all based on this Gemara and you. The Gemara asks, Maida Havahav. So the Gemara says, no. You can't ask over here, Maida Havahav. Here we have a Shaila, Ketzad Malbishon La Osid Lovay. This is Negel Aloha. We want to know what's going to happen, La Osid Lovay, when we will have to be Makadish to Kohanim anew. We'll have to go through a whole series of the whole act of being Mekadosh again. How will we have to be Malvish then, Lost in Love? So the Gemara says, don't worry about it. Moshe Rabbeinu will be there and I will be there, and they tell you, just do it like this. We remember 4,000 years ago, that's where we did it, and just do it again. If it's good enough 4,000 years, that's good enough. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, Lost in Love, Kshiavo Aaron and Moshe, Kshiavo Moshe, the Aaron and Bono, they'll tell us how to do it. So the Gemara says, don't worry. So they do have Kedushas Kohen. So what does the Gemara mean? That Lasid Lavai, they'll have to be Mekadosh all over again. So the Rashash has a one-line comment on this Gemara. He says, you see from this Gemara that the Mason who come back to life, if the Kohen dies, and he comes back to life, he's not a Kohen. He doesn't have Kedushas Kohen to be Makar Kavanah. So they have to be Mekadosh them all over again. He doesn't know any Kohen is Manazah who's a Kohen Ben Kohen Ben Kohen. A Kohen Ben Kohen Ben Kohen who dies, and then we have a Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then he comes back to life. So in order that he should be allowed to be Makar of Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash, we're going to have to be Mekadosh him all over again. That's what you see from this Gemara. So the Shagazari asks Akasha. Other Rachmanim ask it also, but the Shagazari is the prominent one who asks it. And the Gura Sari and Yuma Heim HaBeis, right, Akasha. Rabbi Yechanan has a Makalekis with Rav Chiya, Ketzal, Malbishan, Lossi, Lodvai. How are we going to reinstitute the Kedushas Kohen? He says, Rabbi Yechanan himself says in Nida, the end of Masechet Nida, the Gemara has a machlekes, are you permitted to bury, when you bury people, you put tachrifim on them. The Gemara has a machlekes on Maroyim, are you allowed to bury a person with tachrifim of shatnis, of kilayim? The Mishnah says in Masechet Kilayim that Bishas, when you say they has paid him, you're permitted to cover over the body with shatnis, with malbushim of shatnis. So Rabbi Yechanan says, not only Mishas Behes, but even when you bury him in the kever, you can also leave the big Neshat and son. And the other Amoraim say no, that you're not permitted to, that you have to remove the shatnas. You're not allowed to bury the shatnas. Why? So the Gemara says the machlokes depends on whether the issue with the mitzvah betelus lasi love or mitzvah and betelus lasi love. We have a passage that says meisim chopshim. And kinyan shemeis adam nasa chopshim in our mitzvahs. So does that only apply for as many the meis? What about the meis and after tzias ha meis? When they'll come back to life, will they be mechuyiv in mitzvahs? Will they not be mechuyiv in mitzvahs? What is the problem over here? Because man is a meis, you can wrap him in big day kilayin and there's no problem because it's meis and chopshim. But when he's going to come back to life, the Gemara says in the end of the Sufis, that when the tzias ha meis will occur, the meis will be omdim with tzia, with the malbushim that they were dressed in at the time that we buried them. If they're going to come back to life dressed up in kilayin, is there any problem or not? Rabbi Yechanan says that mitzvah betelus lasi lover. That this passage that says meis mechavshim, that the potter mikol ha-mitzvahs, means that the potter, even after kriyas ha-mitzvahs, they'll be potter from mitzvahs. So you're permitted to bury them with kliyim, so that when they come back to life, they will be wearing kliyim and it's okay. The other Amora disagrees and he says no. That mitzvahs are not betelus lasi lover, so you're not permitted to bury them in kliyim. That's the machlokes nigmar. So the Shagat Aryeh, as well as several other Achrayim, ask a kashif. Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion that Mason, after Kriyas HaMason, my papa, we call our mitzvahs. So what's the Gemara discussing over here? Being the Kaddish, the Kohanim, after Kriyas HaMason, and being Korbanos, Lossi Lovoi. But you say the papa, we call our mitzvahs. That's his Kaddish. So the Achrayim give a teretz. The Stechem quotes already. Shagzai doesn't give this time. Achrayim give a teretz, and they have all the discussion. Other Achrayim ask a different Kasha from a different Rabbi Yechanan. There's the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik. Here, there's the Chemin Kotze. I had a whole discussion on the topic of Mitzvah Tehlis Lassi Lover. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik, how do you know there's going to be Kriyas HaMeisim in the Torah? Where's the Pasuk in Chumash? Rabbi Yechanan quotes the Pasuk that says regarding HaProsh HaShchala. It says, Kisavoyo al Ha'oretz, and your Hoi Bachokhan Milechem Ha'oretz. When you eat bread, when you bake bread, that's all you have from Nachash Chalak. It says, "And Esat Menes Trumas Hashem Li Aharon Ulevano." So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Aaron HaKohen died in the Midbar, and the Chiyuv HaFroshes Chalak only began after they came into Eretz Yisrael. All the mitzvot of Yisbar only began after they came into Eretz Yisrael. So how does the Torah say, "And Esat Menes Trumas Hashem Li Aharon Ulevano"? The Chi Aharon Li Yoylem Hukayim. Aaron died before they gave." Elo Rabbi Yechanan says, it's arriving in Tosik, but someday Aaron will be given Shumas and Maisers, namely Lossi Lovas. That's a love there for Chiyas HaMeisim, we will give him Shumas and Maisers, it's arriving that there will be Chiyas HaMeisim in Akkur. So the Achrayim Eskei Kashi from that Gemara also, it's Rabbi Yechanan speaking, Rabbi Yechanan himself holds Mitzvah Tevis Lossi Lovoi, he says he can be malbished with the Meis with Kilayim, so what's the Gemara saying over here, that you're going to give him Shumas and Chala? Some Achrayim distinguish between Mitzvah Tzeh as opposed to Mitzvah Tzeh. The Rabbi Yechanan only said that the Mason are part of the Mitzvahs, even after Kriyas HaMeisim, that's only going to get to Kilayim. Kilayim is always there, so that will be part of it. But Mitzvah Tzeh will be Mechuyivin. That's HaKrovus HaKarbonus, that will be Mechuyivin. And eating Chal and Shuman, that will be Mechuyivin. And the Stechana doesn't like that. And they say that that's, and then they add on, and that's the reason why Yesed Deich HaLaisetzin. Because the Laisetzin is only temporary. Yesed is permanent. The Yesed are going to be, even after Kriyas HaMeisim, are going to be Yesed. But I says that I'm only for people, not for people who come back after Chiz HaMeis. That's the reason why I said that. I says because an essay is more permanent than a Lai says. Lai says only you have a temporary nature, an essay is more permanent. No. And Sechema doesn't like that. He says, what are you talking about? If anything, we should say that a Lai says is more permanent. The Gemara says in Yivamis, why is Essay that a Lai says? And the Gemara says, not because... Gemara says, not because the essay is more permanent than the Lai says. The Gemara says, the Lai says is more permanent than the essay. The first parak in Yivamis, and the sugi that's the derech loisas. So he says, what are they talking about? The loisas is mochami. He doesn't understand why you should be mochami. No. You could explain it why, but he doesn't like the whole thing. He's left with this problem. How can Rabbi Yechanan say mitzvahs betelus lasi lovoi? Rabbi Yechanan himself talks about hakrovus karbonus. The psukim in Yecheskel talk about hakrovus karbonus lasi lovoi. It's only the people who are going to be alive then, the people who are going to come back from Tzias HaMeisim are not going to do mitzvahs then. What do you say they do mitzvah sesei? How can you say they don't do mitzvah slay sesei also? It's difficult to distinguish. So it's interesting that Ezra HaKodesh, was Rabbi Chavaydan, the town in Lithuania. Chazanish, when he was a young married man, lived in Chavaydan. He was one of his balbatim. And then this Ezra HaKodesh, Moshe Rosen, no? Moshe Rosen came to America later, he was a rabbi in Brownsville, and he wrote all these published letters for him on Kutch. So the Nezra Kredish on that Gemara Yuma, he suggests a different terrace. And it's Tumul, that's what I'm talking about. He has a different thought in Tosfot. He says the Yisek Kilayim is only if it's Semer Pishtim. If you bury the mace in a Beged of Kilayim and the mace rotted away, and the Begadim rotted away, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make a nest, and the mace will be reconstituted, the body will be reconstituted from Ofor, and the Beged will be reconstituted. So that's prophetic material. That's not Kilayim. He said that's the only thing Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. This is Betelos Lossig Lava, is only going to get the Kilayim. Yeah, that's the problem. He learned it not from the Pasuk. Maybe it's a question. It sounds like it's a big thing. I don't know. You have to figure out how it fits in with the Pasuk. The kind is that if it's reconstituted material, he said you can't call it Semra, you can't call it Semra, Nishkin Semra, and Pishkin is Nishkin Pishkin. There's a Begit Shal Nes, a Begit Shal Nes, and Nishkin Klein. That's the problem. And then he gives the following Heorah. He says there is a discussion in the Birkei Yosef. He gives a mashal. There is a discussion in the Birkei Yosef, and Eben Edelstein, and you die in by the Heter Agunis, and you're trying to be provided whether the husband is alive or dead. So he discusses the problem. Shall let the husband die, and a Chassidish already comes and makes a moitzes. Not if makes a moitzes, makes him come back to say some moitzes. Can the husband continue living with his wife without a new kiddushin? You say that Mises Abal in kiddushin. The first Mishnah says in kiddushin. But Isha Muteres Lashuki, they were together with Mises HaBaal. So what's the Allah Mises HaBaal? When the Baal dies, then the Ishus is broken. And then even if the Baal comes back from Fias HaMesim, the Ishus is still broken. He has to make the Kaddish's wife all over again. Or they say, no, that only calls man that he's dead, there's no Ishus. When he comes back to life, then the Ishus will come back again. So the Nezva Kaddish thinks on his own. He says, this whole pilpul, this whole discussion that the Birkei Yosef discusses in Simon Yuzayin and Ebenezer is only that the body didn't decompose yet. You have a mace and he died. And then I read Tari comes and makes a mace, makes a tchias on mace. But if the person is dead and buried and the body decomposes, and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes the tchias on mace from the author. It's about a panim chadash is baldaka. It's about that body needs a new tchias kibushin with his wife. Just like over here, he gives his marshal for the beggar flying. He says if the beggar flying decomposed, and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to make a net that the mace in Masalah will be reconstituted from author, and the begotten will be reconstituted from author. So he said that's synthetic material, it's not Kalayim. So he says, I've added it. You can't say that the issues continues. Only Shabbat Achareim have, he claims, is before the body decomposes. And some Achareim say that's the Shiloh and the Gemara, the end of Nida. That was on the Kailo Bechina, the other day. The Gemara, the end of Nida says, we discussed it this year, right? We discussed it this year, I think, in the Parashat Hashavu. The Gemara says that Anshi Alexandria asked Rabbi Shua Ben Korach, I think, one of the time, he asked them 12 Shilohs. So one of the 12 shaylos was the Ben Ashunamis, Shehechya Elisha, that Elisha brought the Ben Ashunamis back to life, so they asked whether he was Metame or not. The din is that a mace is Metame. What about a mace after the fifth mace is Metame or not? So the Tana told him, Rosh Hashanah told him, no, only a mace is Metame, and after the mace comes back to life, so it's no longer Metame. Then they ask the next shot. Mason lost his love boy if it is. No, they don't become Torah. He's no longer a mace. No, Kozman that he was dead, he was Tommy. But now that he's alive, so Mikhail Laboy is not Tommy. No, Kozman he was dead, he was dead. Elisha was Mikhail Mace. Mikhail Laboy is no longer a mace, so he's no longer Tommy. Then the Gemara asks another Shiloh, they asked, and Shalaksandri asked the time of Shiloh Karva, what about Lazi Lava? You have to say some Mason. They don't ask him whether the Mason will become a Tor. He just told them that Ben Ashunam is Tor. After the Chesam Mason, the Mason Matami, the Enachai Matami. They ask Shiloh, whether the Mason Lazi Lava, after the Chesam Mason, will they need Hazwa Shlishi Shvi? Maybe even though Mikan Alahabod and Atome, but maybe they're Makabal Tume from themselves. Yesterday I was dead. I was coming, and today I'm alive. The same thing. It used to be dead, now it's walking around, it's alive. So maybe the live person was in Kabbal Tumah from himself yesterday when he was dead. When he converted, when he switched from dead to alive, maybe that's called the Kabbalah Tumah. So that's what they asked the Tana, Rabbi Shua Ben Korach. So he said, well, I have to see some reason, where's my Shabbat? That's what he told me. So Taisus asks Akashe, why did they switch from Ben Ashunamis to the Mason Vasilovoi? Mason lost his love and they didn't ask whether they're Tommy or not, because he just told him Hamais Mitame Benachai Mitame. So why did they ask the next Shaila and the Ben Ashunamis? Did he need Hazar Shlishi Shvi or not? Why do they have to jump all of a sudden to lost his love? So Achrayim, Taisus gives one answer. So Achrayim give a different answer. So Achrayim all say that there's a difference. That the Ben Ashunamis, the body was intact.
And who was the other one? The Gemara says two people. Eishes Lo. Oh, okay. The Ben Ashunamit, his body was intact. So after Elisha made a Tchias HaMeisim, the Achranim say he would certainly need Hazor Shlisha Shvi HaVadi, was Mekabel Tumah from himself. But the Meisim lost his love, all the bodies are decomposed. They turn into offer. And at the Panim Chadosh is Bo'ol HaKan. So there's a Mokom Lodun, that maybe since the Panim Chadosh is Bo'ol HaKan, how can you say it was Mekabel Tumah from the old Meis? What do you mean? The new body, the new person is walking around, came in contact with Ohel or a Magar or a Masa with the old Meis? There's no connection. So Panim Chadosh is not. That's what Achranim say to answer this. Okay. Then don't do much more tradition for us.